What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. As we said, loaded up. Al Schmidt, it's a rare visit. He is a Republican, a paper, head of the Secretary of State. He'll be here at 2 o'clock. You know, we had Linda Kearns on the other day, maybe it was yesterday, talking about the request, or more than request, from the Justice Department wanting to see the voter rolls in Pennsylvania. Why not do that? Why not find some kind of workaround? They're refusing to do it. And again, I think it builds up distrust in the election cycle. You know, Secretary of State used to be kind of not the job until we saw the election of 2020 mail-in balloting. Now, in a lot of states like Pennsylvania might be the biggest of all. It is a hot button. That's what we try to deliver to you every single day, thanks to Henry's great efforts here. And we'll catch you up inside SEPTA, which is never ending. Josh Shapiro says, well, yeah, I guess I could be open to some of that money that's in the capital fund, so to speak, that we've been talking about. Well, if he's open to that, why are Democrats not open to that? Why is the media not reporting this pain could end for now and they could continue to duke it out? But the big news story, Henry, is I had two meatballs last night. Henry, are you there?
Whoa, two?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you're so rock back. Yes. Well, the reason is, you know, the vegetarian, pescatarian. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the conservative libertarian parties coming together. We are at Restaurant Week here in Wildwood, which is a great value. So Jersey Girls, a spot Ro likes. For $40, you got the big three-course meal. And that's pretty good. The dessert was great.
What was
it? But I had the chocolate lava.
Oh, of course. Got it.
Yeah. And we had salmon, which was really, and it gave you a lot, and a lot of rice pileup. But I didn't like the appetizers, so the only choice left was to eat a meatball. And occasionally, as a vegetarian on paper anyhow, you can violate that. Do you ever think of becoming a vegetarian? Now you're too much of a meat eater.
Right? Yeah, that's essentially what got in the way every time. Like, oh, you know, it'd be a good diet. And then I'd be like, no, wait, what am I thinking? I can't do that.
It's doable. You know, you violate it occasionally. If there's a nice piece of salami there, no one's going to chide me except for Dan, maybe, who doesn't get it. and I certainly eat fish.
Oh, I'd be violating every day.
Yes, I just want that on the record that that's all there. But the big story today, there are two. One, and it has not happened yet, but Newsweek is still pretty mainstream. Daily Beast is the one that had it. I don't trust them as much. But it appears that RFK Jr., and of course President Trump signing off on this, will be trying to phase out, I've seen the word ban here, the iterations of the COVID-19 vaccine in the next few months. If that happens, that is huge news. Now, again, I don't know how many presidents would have been able to get the COVID vaccine into play at warp speed, but with that, we see some of the issues that may have been covered up, et cetera. Every time I hear a story like this, I think we still have not had a day of reckoning with those that shut down businesses, overly shut down schools, just acted as petty dictators. That's what they were, like Governor Wolfman Hack here in Pennsylvania. So this will be an interesting turnabout. I'm not sure I've seen the word ban in here at various, as much as phase it out and try to give judgment from the CDC and from the Health and Human Services that this is not something that is necessary. Now, President Trump has been, I still think this was a great accomplishment for President Trump. I'm not going to back away from that. But we see some of the overkill of this. We see it with the myocarditis and other injuries. We see it now with pregnant women during that period of time that we see some difficulty created. So I'm also looking at a column as we speak here from Joe Concha, who's been on the show a lot of times. I really like him, writing at the Washington Examiner and talking about last week, and he put some numbers on it, was one of the winningest weeks that President Trump has had. Of course, the big number, no murders in Washington Day, and it depends on how you count, but we're well into double figures, which ought to shock people. Democrats, of course, saying there have been other times like this. Yeah, in February when there were 2 feet of snow, not in the middle of August. So to me, at this point in time, as we head toward Labor Day and then we start to break into even more politics post the summer, since Trump has come back into office, it's hard to argue the single biggest win is the border and the border numbers. And Concha agrees with that. There's just no doubt. The thing that gives me the most pleasure, I'll admit to you, you may have something else that's not as major as that, but gives me a lot of pleasure, is Trump taking on the colleges, particularly Harvard, Penn capitulating rightfully over Leah Thomas, that kind of thing. I've enjoyed that. I'll ask you at 855-839-1210, what's the thing that you see as this big accomplishment so far, or one that you think is a bit underrated? Now, the one that's starting to vie for primacy is how Trump has boxed in Democrats. Did you happen to see yesterday, and we'll play you some sound, Democrats had their summer camp. I mean, that's what it was like. Tim Walz, even for Democrats, is an embarrassment beyond belief. The guy, and they put him in to reach men, if you remember. What male is going to be reached by Tim Walz and the jazz hands and some of the stuff he said yesterday at the summer camp, where Democrats were saying they're not going to get caught up in all this woke stuff. They're going to push back. And then they took at the beginning a moment to recognize that they were on stolen land. Well, why not give it back then? Why not give the governor's mansion back? Rather than continue to have some Native American woman come out and cheerfully tell them, yeah, stolen land. Henry, what cut is that? I thought it was a couple of them. It's
yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, here is the opener after all this talk of not being woke. Here's what they did.
It's Lindy Somek, who is from the Saginaw Ojibwe Nation. And she's going to deliver our land acknowledgement today. Lindy.
Our land acknowledgement.
Bonjour. Lindy Somek, Ninjitjinakaz, Amakdotam, Saginaw Chippewa Dojibwa, Anishinaabe Kwe, and Dao. Good morning, DNC members, friends and relatives. Let's talk about the land for a second. The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis. The Dakota cared for the lands, lakes, and the Wakatanka, the Great River, the Mississippi River, for thousands of years before colonization. This land was not claimed or traded. It's a part of a history of broken treaties and promises. And in many ways, we still live in a system built to suppress indigenous people's cultural and spiritual history. As Democrats...
Now, the land acknowledgement announcement has like a set piece after the introductory speaker. And they wonder why America, and I'm looking on Twitter and all over the place, it's ridiculous. But the area where Trump is making great strides now, Washington, D.C. is kind of a test case. Going to play you the mayor of Chicago on with Scarborough, five times asked, well, do you want more cops? And he refused to answer. So I'm looking at the political strategists. Here's one, saying that Democrats should say they agree with Trump that crime is a major problem. Some of them are trying to do that. They can't quite say major, but propose to do even more. His suggestions, offering proposals to fund hundreds of thousands for new police officers, reform bail laws, like no cashless bail, and force local prosecutors to crack down on small crimes like shoplifting. Well, here's the answer to that Democrat strategist. You know it and I know it. They don't want to do that. They don't want to say it. And their base, the left base, it's anathema to them. They don't want to do it. They can't say that stuff because they don't agree with it. They don't want to do it, even though it's proven it's working, even though Trump is killing them on this effectiveness of this. Now, here is the mayor of Chicago. Then we'll give you the side question, who has been, even for Chicago, an embarrassment. Henry, this is Morning Joe, right?
Correct.
Yeah, Scarborough. Is it in the beginning? Because this is a long cut.
I've cut it down here.
We got it in the beginning. Okay. So he's asked five times. Was Judas asked three times about Christ and denying? I think it was three, right? I have to look that up. I think it was three. This guy had five times the mayor of Chicago to just say, yes, you're blinking right. I ordered a code red. This guy's not ordering code red. He doesn't want more cops. All right, listen to this exchange. Cut 16.
That's my question and I just need a yes or a no. Do you believe the streets of Chicago would be safer if you got all of those other extraordinary programs put back into place, which do have a history of being successful, if that's complemented by having 5,000 more cops on the streets of Chicago?
I don't believe that we should narrow it down to just police officers, Joe, is what I'm saying. That is an antiquated approach.
Mr. Mayor, are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm agreeing with you that all of these other social programs are extraordinarily important. I just need a yes or a no, and then this will be the last time I ask. If you get all of those other social programs that 800 million that New York City does, Los Angeles, other people do with great success, would an additional 5,000 cops on the streets in Chicago help complement those programs to make Chicago safer?
No, it cuts off there.
All right. So, again, the guy cannot answer this, won't answer this, because he doesn't want the 5,000 more cops. They stipulated, your midnight basketball. Look, some of these programs are helpful around the edges, but the thing that prevents crime are more cops, fewer Krasners. That's what we're looking for. So it went on for five times here about more cops. And Scarborough's trying to help this guy to say it to that strategist I told you on the crime thing. Trump is going to lean into this. Now, here's what he's going to do in Chicago. He's not going into the streets. It's kind of going to be like L.A., where they will go into the federal areas with National Guard in some way, shape, or form, and the federal areas can extend away from the building. You're going to see stuff like that. and then we're going to see if crime goes down. It's not going to be like in D.C. where they have carte blanche. But this guy could not answer that because he doesn't want to answer that. He doesn't want to do that. Even stipulating you'll get all of your money back for all your cockamamie programs, would you want 5,000 more cops? Remember, I just told you the strategist said, yeah, say we want more cops. They don't want more cops. They're telling you what they want. And this is why Trump on this is going to win, 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 and America is with him. People want to be safe. All right, great side question. Henry and I hammered this one out yesterday for quite a bit. We saw two things on that date. I guess it's today, around now. Joan of Arc reached the outskirts of Paris. And I was saying, I've never seen a more improbable figure in that time. How old was she? And she's a female to be commanding vast armies and winning. Now, the French did burn her at the stake in the end, but I get that. And the 19th Amendment was ratified, the right to vote. So we want to hear from you today. At the end of your, you know, hit me on this crime thing. Hit me with that all-time female, real or fictional, in history, real or fictional, that you think would be a great leader. Don't make it just a president. If you want to make it an American president, okay, I'm talking about leading a country. Make it, you know, the first female president, if that helps you to come up with someone good. So I'm going to take off the board Margaret Thatcher. I always thought Margaret Thatcher would be great. Partially the hair. Who did her hair? I mean, can you imagine a Margaret Thatcher 8 years followed by Trump years, the hair for 16 years? Joan of Arc, certainly, when she grew up, if she could command those armies, she'd be a heck of a leader. So we are looking for a real or a fictional. Henry, I think you threw around Cleopatra for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah. Cleopatra, I mean, that's just a name that's rung throughout time. I mean, how could you not elect her
president?
Yeah,
exactly.
And then the other one I'll take off, you know, kind of a galvanizing icon, because that's all you really need to be. You don't actually have to have right. good ideas or anything. You just got to be, you know, someone people can go, I like that person. Princess Diana. I understand. We're not real fictional. Doesn't have to be an American. We're going any person.
Yes.
I think that her, that following she has to this day, you know, 30 years after her death, she'd be president in a heartbeat.
All right. So hit us with that. It could be president. Don't get in the weeds here. Think big picture with this one today. And is this crime issue? I don't think Philadelphia. I don't think we're going to get it other than because Krasner's here. That Trump might consider it. I told you how it's going to roll out in Chicago. And people keep saying, why are Democrats stymied by this? And the reason is they're on the other side of it. You just heard the mayor. We didn't play you all five times, but you heard the mayor. He couldn't bring himself to say, yes, I want the cops. He doesn't want more cops. He just wants more programs, more stuff thrown around, and more carnage. And people in Chicago are hopeful that they'll get some relief. They're actually trying to say they're approaching, 260, 270 in homicides, that, oh, we're down. We're way down. It's unimaginable. And the reason is this is what they believe. You accept it. I accept it. The media just cannot pry it. And the consultants keep on telling them, why are you letting Trump win? Because he's hit up the trans thing is the same thing here. The core of their believers believe in that stuff. They're not going to give it up. Yeah, but that can't be. Oh, come on, Dom. How is it? It is. It be. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Got a lot of great people stopping by today. Al Schmidt at 2 o'clock, State Senator. State Senator Penny Cook will be here. She's under fire out in the suburbs because of the SEPTA thing as it unfolds. And they're counting down to the Eagles game to put maximum damage on it. Also, it's the 50th anniversary of Born to Run, Crossing Broad, brutal attack on it. I thought this might be Springsteen's best work. Now, I'm not saying that is necessarily a ringing endorsement. My beef with him is he's fraudulent now. The stuff he was singing about then at least we didn't see the fraud that would come later about tank towns and making it and Jersey and all that. But as it's played out, he is. 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Dom and Henry here on Talk Radio 12.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Oh, yes, 50 years ago. Wow. Got to give longevity. You know, why has he risen to the top, almost the Mount Rushmore of pop, rock? He's not really rock. He's more blues and something like that, I think. Bruce Springsteen, the album came out 50 years ago, I think yesterday. And again, he's not just overly political. He's fraudulent in the stuff that he's singing about and his whole lifestyle. And what he charges for his concerts. I mean, he can charge whatever he wants. True. Capitalist. But he can't have it both ways. The guy has played out ever since the Carey years. It's been a decline. All right. 855-839-1210. You get in. Andrew, a female that you think would be a great leader, president, something like that in history.
Who yes. So I got two. I got okay. One that's I thought of, one of the most famous first ladies that we've ever had. Everybody thinks of Eleanor Roosevelt. One of the original, number two, was Abigail Adams. Somebody who was a leader in her family when her husband was away all the time. She led the household with the Adams family. no pun intended.
Yeah.
And she was known as a leader. She was not somebody who wasn't afraid to stick her nose into it, and so that's why I chose her. And then my fictional one, somebody who I actually met, the actress, at the Fan Expo back in May. Here in Philadelphia, it was Kate Mulgrew, and Kate Mulgrew, if you're aware, was famous for her role on the television show Star Trek Voyager. She played the first female captain in Star Trek history, Captain Catherine Janeway.
Oh.
So I'll go with her. Kate Mulgrew, very wonderful lady. She took the time, talked with me and my sister and my nephew for 10 minutes while there was a long line. Very personable. Talked about how she's done stage productions and stuff in Philadelphia, so she's actually pretty familiar with the city. So it was very nice to talk to her, but when Henry told me what the side question was, I immediately thought of Captain Jim.
All right. That's a really out there, outside the box.
I'm a Trekkie, so I can't.
That's what it is. The 10 minutes. I don't know, though, if it's a long line, if I'm giving somebody else 10 minutes, Henry. What do you think?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, 10 minutes, it's got to be a good conversation. I mean,
it was a great conversation.
I don't know if I could talk to anyone.
What about the other people in line, though?
I was up at the front. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. It's fine. It is what it is.
All right. 855-839-1210. Later in the show, I've been sitting on this since yesterday. We were so busy. Golfer Tommy Fleetwood won the other day. First a victory in a PGA Tour, and it's a big one, the Tour Championship. And then a bonus comes with that. I think it's still $25 million. His kids were there, but his wife was not, intentionally. Not getting divorced. They're in love. He's 35. The wife, 57.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to... And I'm like, so what? Oh, well, if the guy were 57 and the wife were 35, we'd be saying, yeah, that's normal. That's good.
But someone does have an age gap like that the other way around. I want to say it's Aaron Taylor Johnson. An actor does.
Okay.
Where it's the same thing where it's like his wife's very old and, you know, he's very young.
Well, Macron.
Oh, Macron. Yeah, there you go. It's another one. Yeah,
it's another one.
Jason Momoa was also married to Lisa Bonet, and there was a 20-year age difference with them, too. But they're divorced now. They're married to
different
people.
It's hard enough to find someone to love. I don't look at calendars as long as it's above age and all. Who cares? But we'll get to it. I find it to be that bad that she felt being there would be uncomfortable. Wow. Sam and Ben Salem, though, is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sam. Afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sam.
Great. My woman would be Condoleezza Rice.
All right, well, why Condoleezza Rice?
She did a hell of a job when she was working in the White House.
All right, well, thank you, Sam. So, you know, when you call in, give us right away. I don't have to prompt you. Hit us with the rationale, why you chose that woman out of history. Picture Joan of Arc reaching the outskirts of Paris with her armies, though. And she was, I don't even know the age in which they burned her at the stake, but my God, in those times to be a female, I don't think she was seen as a female. Maybe she disguised herself, but talk about an improbable figure. All right, defense attorney, but he's more conservative than that. On CNN last night on the Abby Phillips show, really the Scott Jennings show, and Abby Phillips seems to be resenting the great Scott Jennings, who... he's going to be coming to town with us for Politics and Pints for his new book. We're just working on the date with him. Here is Arthur Adawa talking about the big story of the day. I mean, this is huge what Trump has done with D.C. and what he's doing vis-a-vis this nationally on crime with Democrats. Adawa wanted to know why, when Kathy Hochul put the National Guard in subways in New York, it wasn't referred to as military occupation cut four.
They may be doing so.
Yeah.
Right? But let's just talk about the logistics for a second. Number one, I don't think it's accurate that in your open you referred to it as Trump's military occupation. When Governor Hochul here in New York put the National Guard in the subways and in some crime-ridden areas, I don't think we referred to it as military occupation. Why? I ride the subways. I loved when they were there. Law-abiding citizens love that. Are you kidding me? I wish there were more police officers and have one in every single car in the subway at every platform. We can't. That's why Governor Hochul said we're going to put them out and around. Law-abiding citizens, I don't see them objecting or looking to it as like it's a takeover by the military. I'm walking down the street. I walk out of my law firm at 1 o'clock in the morning in Midtown Manhattan, and I see a military guy there. You think I'm upset about that? Or am I
think
thrilled
that's the reason
about
why you're not in Washington, D.C. He has attempted to take over the police department, A.
With the.
All right. So, of course, he has white privilege. Well, I think he's Latino. I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, Hochul put the National Guard in subways. Nobody called it military occupation. They were happy with it. Alan Dershowitz with us next. Whole bunch of things to catch up on with the professor. Keep the calls coming, though. Everybody should have them. Want to hear from more women. A woman in history, real or fictional, that you think would be a president, a great leader, here on The Dom Show. All right.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yikes is all I can say here. I got caught, Henry, by Fishopine Leslie. It was Peter that denied Christ three times. Judas was out there plotting to...
Judas denied Christ a lot more than three times. I'll say that.
Yeah, well, that's true too, Leslie. I might have you on that. Yikes. Catechism, page 260. All right. The great Professor Alan Dershowitz is back with us here on the Dom Giordano Show in Philadelphia. Professor, welcome back, and our condolences to you for your loss.
Well, thank you so much. My son, Elon, was a wonderful man. He produced not only my podcast, but also the Oscar-winning movie Reversal of Fortune and other movies like Fallen and Wall Street. He was a great guy and died too young. He had a brain tumor when he was 10 and wasn't expected to live to 13. So we're very, very, very gratified for the 54 additional years of love and joy we got from him. So thank you for your kind words.
Well, you know, that's how we feel about you here in Philadelphia, Professor. I can think back to so many highlight moments when you came on. I have to admit, your legal brilliance in some of these big cases, but the Larry David moments, come on. Those were beyond belief. Beyond belief.
Yeah, he just came up to me in the Chilmark store. I was having a pizza, and he starts screaming at me, "You're disgusting, you're despicable." But I helped get his daughter into college.
I know.
Let him work out in my gym. He purported to be my friend, but he has such Trump derangement syndrome that if you do anything, at the time that he attacked me, you know, I had voted for Trump's opponents in the election, but I defended his constitutional rights just the way I defended Clinton's constitutional rights. I was Clinton's lawyer. I was Ted Kennedy's lawyer. But, you know, when you become Trump's lawyer on Martha's Vineyard, forget about it. You lose all friends and all associations, and they won't even sell me a pierogi on the farmer's market because I'm persona non grata. So
we played that. And then the passing of your son, that's why we couldn't get you. We played the pierogi thing. That was only Alan Dershowitz could turn that into theater with this guy. So, Professor, with that as a backdrop, and of course, you're standing constitutional rights. What's going on in Washington, before we get to Epstein, I think is something that's constitutional and effective short term here. Is there anything about this that you see as negative?
Are you talking about the burning
National
flag
Guard
issue?
Oh, no, the National Guard. We'll get to the
National
flag,
Guard.
Yeah.
No, the National Guard, the president certainly has the right to call out the National Guard to protect the citizens of the District of Columbia from violence. Look, let's be absolutely frank about it. The District of Columbia and some other cities have the worst crime problems in America. They're largely black-on-black crime. The victims are African-Americans, and the perpetrators are African-Americans. That's the problem in many inner cities, and people refuse to talk about the racial aspects of it, but you have to. And Philadelphia has a problem, and other cities have problems, and the federal government has a role to play in protecting citizens. Now, they have to do it consistent with the Constitution, with the Posse Comitatus Act, with a range of other statutes. But what's good about Trump is he gets discussions going. He's provocative, and he provokes discussions about things that nobody has previously been willing to talk about. You know, the answers will come through the process, through legislation, through the courts, and through executive action. But having a discussion about this is a very healthy thing.
Absolutely. Same thing with the flag. And I would tell you, you're so practical, though, in addition to the guarantor of constitutional rights. I would fall down. I'm confessing to you, so to speak, here. I'll get to the flag burning. In Dom's America, the Nazis are not marching through Skokie, Illinois, with that high percentage of Holocaust survivors. I'm sorry. I have to admit it. I'm falling down on that. Even though I should say I support their legal right, et cetera, I can't bring myself to do that. That's a bridge too far for me.
Well, you know what Justice Brennan said? He was the great protector of free speech in the Supreme Court. He said if he saw somebody burning an American flag, he would do two things. He would protect their constitutional right, then he would punch them in the mouth and yell at them that they're horrible traitors and you know, violating the spirit of America. Look, flag burners are despicable. Quran burners are despicable. People who burn the Israeli flag are despicable. They're all despicable. But if you do it in your own home with your own flag on your own lawn, you have a right to do it. But if you do it in a place where there's prohibitions against lighting fires, if you do it in a way that directly incites violence, then you're outside the First Amendment. And I think that's what the Justice Department said in its release following from what the president said.
Where do you come down on that, then? You're supportive of that in the manner you just described it?
I am. I'm not in support of a constitutional amendment to prohibit flag burning, because I'm afraid if you prohibit flag burning, we'll move more and more toward exceptions to the First Amendment. And I think the First Amendment is fine just the way it is. Obviously, it does permit Nazis to march in Skokie, and that's horrible. And if I were in Skokie, I'd probably do a counter march and maybe more. But they have a right to do it. and they have a right to burn whatever they want to burn. And, you know, you can burn a Palestinian flag. You can burn the Quran, as long as you don't intend to incite violence. Now, if people are violent against you, that's called the heckler's veto. And I don't support that. I don't support banning speech because somebody is going to be incited based on your speech against you.
Right.
I think the Supreme Court decision basically says you can't incite your people to violence against other people. And so I stand with that.
Professor Alan Dershowitz with us. Professor, now we've seen since we last spoke a lot more stuff play out with Maxwell. I mean, to me, it's a pretty obvious thing. She wants to be pardoned, will say anything in this case. I don't know how that helps President Trump's case. Not that there's anything amiss here, legally or criminally, with him. Where are you? And there's a new book out by one of the young women who took her own life that was, I believe it's factual, involved in this. What's on your mind right now with Epstein as far as bringing this to some kind of conclusion? Is that possible even?
I want everything to come out. And what's being suppressed today is largely information attacking the credibility of Epstein's accusers. Remember, there are many people who have earned fortunes of money. Many sleazy lawyers have earned fortunes of money from making false claims relating to Epstein, or claims that are incredible. And what the courts have done is, if somebody calls themselves a victim, they suppress any information that's negative about them. For example, there's a woman named Sarah Ransom, who accused Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Richard Branson of having sex with young children, and said she had videotapes in her possession. Mm-hmm. And that was all over the newspapers. And that's in the Epstein files. And then subsequently she admitted she made the whole thing up. So what you can't do is release only the critical information, the negative information about prominent people, and withhold the information that shows that the accuser made the whole thing up and was lying. So I'm in favor of releasing everything, uncensored, no redactions, every name. And I know I'm in there. Ghislaine Maxwell said, as I had said years ago, that my wife and I and our daughter, who was about 10, were invited to Epstein's Island when I was his lawyer, just to see the island. It had just been bought. There were no people on it. We had dinner with a prominent professor from the Harvard Business School. We were there one night and we left. So, yeah, I'm on the list. My wife's on the list. My 8-year-old daughter's on the list. But as Ghislaine Maxwell said, you know, we did nothing wrong. Now, it's not a question of believing Ghislaine Maxwell. It's a question of getting her to provide physical information. You know, the manifest of the planes, travel information.
Sure.
She can do that, and that's useful because it's self-proving.
Absolutely. Well, Professor, what are you up to now? You mentioned the podcast previously in the show. Are you still doing any of those daily things? Any place?
Well, I'm not sure about the podcast because my son was the producer.
In fact,
I wanted to do a memorial on the podcast for him, but I don't know how to do a podcast without him. So we're talking to people. We'll figure out whether I can continue to do the podcast. I'm not technical, so I can't do it by myself. But
well,
if some
listen,
people come,
listen,
come
as
along,
a favor to you, if I have a great guy, I do my own podcast now on parental rights, et cetera, that's starting to take off. All you have to do, if you think about it, your guy Dean has, just tell me. I will get our guy who is top-notch.
Great.
If you want to do that memorial, it would be an honor to help make that happen very soon.
Well, you're a great guy. I appreciate that. And I hope your listeners appreciate what a wonderful person you are and how you are down the middle and you tell it the way it is. And you're a person of common sense and practical. You know, you grew up, you're from Philadelphia. I grew up on the streets of Brooklyn. That's where we learn common sense.
Exactly. Well, Professor, thank you very much. Offer stands. I hope that we can help
you. I appreciate
it. We'll be talking very soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Professor Alan Dershowitz here on Talk Radio 1210. Of course we do that. That would be an honor. All right. There's only one Professor Alan Dershowitz. Yeah. Still didn't convince me. All right, Henry, the Nazis marching down. I'm going to test your First Amendment credibility here.
Okay.
I'm not letting the Nazis march down Skokie. You know what I mean? There's going to be a massive number of people at the end of the block. You know why Skokie had an inordinate number, they chose it, of Holocaust survivors. I'm talking how many Holocaust survivors could there be, and maybe 10 to 15 to 20% of the town, I'd have to look up the number, were Holocaust survivors.
Jeez.
Yeah, and their families, and their grandkids, etc. How about the flag burning?
Yeah, no, you got to draw the line there. Can't do
it. Okay. All right. Andrew, how about you?
I've never liked it when I've seen people burn the American flag. It just makes me angry. It's frustrating. I understand, even to his point, like if you want to do it on your own property, like if your own house or whatever, that's one thing. But if you're going to do it in a public area, a public square.
Sure. You're trying to provoke.
Yeah. I mean, you're asking for trouble.
Right. Exactly.
You're basically baiting everybody who doesn't agree with you to come and do something to try to get attention, and you're trying to piss everybody off. It's not right.
I'm telling you honestly, though, that bothers me, just like you two guys, a lot. But the Nazis, you know, I am marching down in Skokie. No.
Look, for those people that do those marches, don't be surprised if there's a counter march that's called, you know, we throw big rocks at people we don't like parade.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I mean, it's shocking that it happened. So he was more brilliant even than usual today. All right. Coming to you next, 855-839-1210. Just hit us with that woman in history, real or fictional, that you think would be a great leader. Think president, all right, since we're all here, but president, whatever the position is. We've heard some outside-the-box ones, too. And, Leslie, don't listen so closely. Come on now. I might have said Peter denied Christ three times. Maybe I didn't say Judas. I did. All right. 855-839-1210. All right, you're with Dom here. And the beauty of this job, you get to know a good bit. I guess I've had him on 25, 30 times. Professor Alan Dershowitz, people like that, that we can bring you. The Cracker Barrel thing, the president saying they've gotten $1 billion of publicity. Now's the time to admit their mistakes and use that goodwill. I have to differ a little bit there. I don't see what they're going to say next. You know what they said in the statement they released? Oh, maybe we didn't message this right. Just like the Democrat Party. It's not your messaging. It's what we know what you're up to. Some of it's corporate, some of it's woke. The guy on the board is a big DEI guy. Consultant to all these companies. Work with Disney. His fingerprints are on this. The fingerprints of the woman running it to just make it blah corporate and take away the appeal. So which one is it? Is it just corporate? Is it woke? It's not your messaging. It's that people don't want it. They want the old guy there. Oh, he's still on the menu. That's what they put out in the release. It's just like the Democrats that we played today. They got, do you want more cops? They asked the mayor of Chicago. Joe says, you can have all your midnight basketball. All that, that's a given. And he keeps on going round and round and will not answer that he does, because he doesn't want 5,000 more cops. You got to understand, it's a masquerade party. It's putting on a costume to pretend something, and they can't even do that anymore because their extreme left doesn't even want them to fake it to get over the finish line. Same thing with Cracker Barrel. So I differ with the president. I get what he's saying. Man, you got a lot of attention. Now all you have to do is turn it around and say you made a mistake. So I want to hear from you. Have you stopped going to Cracker Barrel around this? Or maybe it's kind of fresh in it. And it doesn't appear that Bud Light, I don't know what it tells us. Is there an inherent weakness of the product that it didn't come back like Bud Light? Yet the NFL, with the knee taking it all, did come back bigger and better than ever. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. Phil, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, thanks for the wait. Go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Well, I'm on my way to Washington, and I didn't realize they had so many police cars in Aberdeen. 55, as I had asked your producer if he saw any news on it.
Yeah, we didn't see that. Well, we'll keep our eye on that. Aberdeen, Maryland, yeah.
Hi, and let the listeners know if you find anything.
Sure.
But yeah, 95 is closed south.
All right, Henry, do you see anything at all? Any suspicion of anything? Closed 95 south. There's got to be something going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yep, so right, I'm taking 40.
Okay.
Anyway, my two things are real quick. One, when it comes to the dating the election ballots in Delaware, I've emailed every single legislator that somebody that wants to vote, they should be able to produce either a state photo ID or a state driver's license.
Sure.
It's that simple. Because people are grabbing mail out of people's mailboxes, and if those people don't vote, their vote counts.
Absolutely, Phil. What's your side today?
Gold of my year.
Yeah, I like gold of my year a lot. Yeah.
A woman way before her time stood up to all the Egyptian countries.
Yeah, exactly. Golda Meir said, you know, we're only going to have peace when the moms of the homicide bombers, suicide bombers, kids putting that vest on are stopping them from doing that. And then we'll have a partner in peace. We're going to try, but we don't have a partner on the other side that will allow its children to go off and blow themselves up to kill others. All right, 2 o'clock. Election integrity, Al Schmidt will be here. You know, I'd like to set up. I'm building up to this. I don't know that it could happen after Labor Day, Henry. We get Al Schmidt and Linda Kearns on together. And again, it'll be civil. You know, he might agree because we've had good luck getting him on. He's the Secretary of State. He's refusing, though, even though I find to be compelling reasons why the DOJ should be able to look at the Pennsylvania database, and we're trying to make elections as transparent as possible to get rid of the constant back and forth on what happened here, why it should count, not count, etc., all that we've been through. He'll be here at 2 o'clock, though, and we'll hear his rationale around that. But I'd like to have him and Linda go back and forth over this. There's stuff here with Harmeet Dhillon answering the privacy concerns. She wrote to the Secretary of State for Pennsylvania. So we'll see what he has to say about that. Now, several Republicans have been targeted over SEPTA. And my feeling is we have to bolster them as much as possible because the media is just killing them. And each day that ratchets up, and you know, I'd love to hear from you. If you're going to, Henry, you're going to the Eagles game.
I can't afford that.
Okay. All right. And Andrew not going either. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking for somebody that's going and what your plan is, because I would predict if I had to place a bet on it right now that we're still going to be in this impasse by that night, by next Thursday. And the pain and Eagles fans and all that, it'll be national news. Republicans are resisting, not only resisting, they're reasonable what they're offering, but they're being killed by the mobs and the media. The pain. Democrats are inflicting the pain. We'll talk with State Senator Penny Cook coming up next year on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.